It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up later, we'll talk about drowning prevention and keeping kids safe on the open water this summer. First, the Milwaukee Police Department released body cam footage yesterday of the January arrest of Milwaukee Bucks rookie Sterling Brown. In the video, several officers surround the 23-year-old and tase him before arresting him. The incident began when an officer confronted Brown over a parking violation. Formal charges against Brown were never filed. At the time, there were claims that Brown was combative and potentially threatening to officers. Many community leaders say the body cam footage doesn't match up with that story, though. Both the Milwaukee mayor and police chief expressed anger over the incident and apologized. Our next guest is here to talk about what happened, the reaction from top Milwaukee officials, and what this could mean for the police department. Eugene Kane is a former columnist with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Eugene, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. I'm good to be here.
What was your reaction? The story's been going on for a while. This video just came out yesterday. What was your reaction to what we saw?
Well, I think the initial reports in January, they did paint a picture of a young black man being tased by police. So everybody was very interested to see exactly what happened. And I think the release of the police cam video actually makes the police department look very bad, because the suggestion that he was combative or that he did something to bring that on to himself is simply false. So now I think I'm feeling bad for black parents, African-American parents with kids around his age. He's a millennial, I guess, 22 years old or so. And they always fear what would happen if their children are in some kind of incident or confrontation with police. And just for a lot of them, this really confirmed things for them, that it's not safe out there if you meet up with the wrong type of officers.
Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales held a news conference yesterday to address the video. Here's some of what he had to say.
During the encounter, Mr. Brown was decentralized, tased, and arrested. Our department conducted an investigation into the incident, which revealed members acted inappropriately, and those members were recently disciplined. Criminal charges against Mr. Brown were not pursued. I'm sorry this incident escalated to this level.
And we're hearing reports today, Eugene, that officers involved were suspended for days, up to a couple few weeks. What do you think of what we're hearing from the police department now?
My initial reaction to the police chief was the sense that I've lived in Milwaukee a while. I don't think I've ever, and I've reported and covered these such incidences of police abuse and brutality, and even leading to death in some cases. And I've never really heard a police chief say that the officers were wrong. And I'm not really satisfied with the light suspensions they got. But it's a starting point that we have a police chief right now who will just say it like it is like that. So I think that probably gave some people some comfort. The mayor made good statements. But again, I mean, once you see it, and I've watched it a couple different times now, the videotape, I mean, there's just no excuse. And it causes me to really have concerns about how Milwaukee Police Department officers are trained. I mean, you're supposed to de-escalate situations like that, and they did nothing but escalate it. And I think anybody who suggests that Sterling Brown was combative or brought this on to himself just needs to watch the video. And you can see with your own eyes that, what, there were like 7-8 officers by the end of it? And they were the ones who I think raised the escalation factor in this. So it's just very disturbing all around, despite the fact that city officials, who clearly understand that they might be facing a big lawsuit, are now trying to put a good face on it and do the right thing.
Milwaukee Police Union President Mike Crivello, in a statement yesterday, said, quote, "Use of force never looks good, but I remind all that may hear that the amount of force is always dictated by the individual who may be resisting the arrest." And in the complete statement, suggesting that, hey, cooperate with police as much as possible. If you have a complaint, do it after, suggesting that Sterling Brown could have been more cooperative. What do you think?
My thoughts on that, he's a 22-year-old black man who clearly is of a generation that he's probably seen, and his statement that he released, where he basically made reference to former cases where innocent black men were ended up in some cases killed by police, and he referenced Dontre Hamilton in Milwaukee, which a lot of people remember. I think it shows his state, I'm not assuming, but I think it shows that he had enough information in his mind to be cautious, and I think that explains why he wasn't really combative or confrontational. He basically, I think, was on his best behavior for someone that young. I will add, I think if he was like 10 years older as an African-American male, he might have been a bit more cooperative or respectful. But I think it's crazy in this society that you impose those kind of things on innocent citizens who confront or meet up with police officers who are clearly not following their correct procedure anyway. So I'm not going to blame him for being a young black guy who was basically kind of, I think, upset that he was even being approached by the police. I do think he does know he parked illegally, but it's a near empty parking lot and it's early in the morning. So my attitude is that unless the cops involved really had a suspicion that maybe he was robbing this store, there's no evidence of that. In fact, it's been proven that's not true. I think if you're a police officer, you should be able to read situations. He came strolling out of the store. He wasn't running with a bag of money or anything. So I think I just don't want to let these police officers off the hook. They're supposed to be trained law enforcement officials, and they acted like a bunch of amateurs, in my opinion.
Talking to Eugene Kane, a longtime columnist in Milwaukee, about the Sterling Brown incident. Police body cam footage came out yesterday. Let's give a listen to Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee talking about this.
This type of behavior, whether it's toward a professional athlete or any other citizen, has no place in our city. In fact, the reality that he's a professional athlete really has nothing to do with this. No citizen should be treated this way.
Eugene, if this weren't a prominent professional athlete, given that there were happily no fatalities in this incident, would we even be talking about this if this weren't a famous person?
Well, as a journalist, I understand one of the main factors in how much coverage some story gets is whether the person is a prominent person or not. So I think that's a given to say that it probably wouldn't have been covered this way if it was just a lone, unknown black man who was in the exact same circumstances who had been confronted by these officers. But that doesn't, you know, that shouldn't mean anything. Any person who gets tased unnecessarily and he's innocent and did nothing to bring it upon himself, we should show the most this as much concern. But of course, I concede that's the way the news media works. We look for a prominent person involved in this case, and that makes it sort of part of the news peg. So I don't have any real problems with that, but I think that it is important to note that it shouldn't matter if he's a famous person or not.
Sterling Brown released a statement through the Milwaukee Bucks after the video came out. He wrote, quote, situations like mine and worse happen every day in the black community. Being a voice and a face for people who won't be heard and don't have the same platform as I have is a responsibility I take seriously. So he is talking about this, going to keep talking about this. What do you think about Sterling Brown's response since this came out?
Oh, I was very impressed with it. I'm not going to assume he wrote every word of it himself, but I'm sure he had a lot of influence with it. So I think he stated it pretty much perfectly, because he's saying that just because I'm a pro basketball player, it doesn't mean my case is any more important than all the other cases. And again, I want to say young black people of his age have probably lived the last 10 years of their life watching or reading about these incidents. So they're not coming into this situation ignorant. They do understand what's been happening out there. And for him to use his situation, thankfully he's alive to tell it, which I think was a big part of his message, he actually got off easy because he wasn't killed, basically, by police. So I feel, and anybody who has any feelings about Sterling Brown should read his statement and realize that he's not some dummy or thug that was out there trying to start something. He's an intelligent black man who got caught up in a situation, tried to handle it as calmly as possible, and multiple officers just decided to kind of impose their official power on him simply because they didn't think, I guess, he was giving them enough respect.
As we wrap up, Eugene, this is a famous person. This was on video. Is there a sense, you've been in the community a long time, that this kind of thing happens a lot, but it isn't caught on camera? We don't hear about it. It's just kind of a fact of life for a lot of people in the Milwaukee area?
Oh, certainly. I think I've stated before on social media and other places, one of the biggest developments in issue of police community relations has been the cell phone video. Because even if it doesn't make the mainstream news, there are numerous incidents of minorities and African Americans in particular who go through this kind of stuff all the time. And if you are not in touch with that segment, you might be inclined to think, oh, this is just one little incident that happened. No, it happens, I don't want to say all the time, but it happens frequently. And people should take notice of that and put it into context.
Eugene, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for the invitation, Rob.
That's Eugene Kane, longtime columnist, a former columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us today to talk about the release of police body cam footage of the January arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown.